Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we are diving into The Parenting Map by Dr. Shefali Tsabari. Published in 2023, The Parenting Map unfolds as a comprehensive guide designed for anyone invested in the well-being of children, be it expectant families eager for compassionate parenting insights, seasoned parents aiming to enhance their presence in their children's lives, or even grandparents and caregivers seeking a fresh perspective on child rearing. Within its pages, Dr. Tsabari presents a revolutionary approach to parenting, encouraging readers to move away from the remnants of toxic habits towards establishing more profound, meaningful connections with their children. The methodology she outlines is built upon a foundation of mindfulness, aiming to foster the development of healthy, happy, resilient, and well-rounded individuals. Dr. Shefali Tsabari is not just any author. She brings a wealth of knowledge from her background with a doctorate in clinical psychology from Columbia University, alongside her deep understanding of both Eastern philosophy and Western psychology. With four influential books on family dynamics and parenting under her belt, three of which have been New York Times bestsellers, Dr. Tsabari stands as a guiding light for parents navigating the complex journey of child rearing. Whether you're just stepping into the parenting world, looking to strengthen your existing family dynamics, or a guardian wanting to make a positive impact, The Parenting Map offers timeless wisdom to guide you through. Let's explore how Dr. Tsabari's mindful parenting approach can transform the way we connect with the children in our lives, ensuring they grow into grounded, fulfilled individuals. Join us on this insightful journey with The Parenting Map. The Parenting Map, step-by-step solutions to consciously create the ultimate parent-child relationship. Introduction. Unlock the secrets of mindful parenting in three transformative steps. Navigating the complex journey of parenthood often feels like trying to find your way through a maze without a map. The good news, while children indeed don't come with a user manual, there's a beacon of hope for those seeking a deeper, more harmonious relationship with their little ones. Welcome to the world of conscious parenting, a philosophy that not only offers guidance through the tumultuous seas of child rearing, but also promises to keep the connection between you and your child strong and ever present. The idea of conscious parenting, brought to light by Dr. Shefali Tsabari, serves as a lighthouse for parents lost in the fog of traditional parenting models, which often focus more on authority and discipline rather than understanding and connection. Dr. Tsabari's approach, which we'll explore through her illuminating three-step roadmap, is a game changer for anyone looking to foster a genuinely mindful relationship with their child. This concept doesn't just offer temporary fixes for behavioral issues or developmental challenges. Instead, it seeks to fundamentally transform the parent-child relationship into one of mutual respect, understanding, and emotional connection. By embarking on this journey, you're not only committing to becoming a more conscious parent, but you're also laying down the groundwork for your child to walk their unique path with confidence, knowing they have your unwavering support every step of the way. So put on your explorer's hat and prepare to journey through the transformative steps of conscious parenting. This is not just about avoiding the pitfalls and challenges of raising a child. It's about embracing them, learning from them, and ultimately coming out stronger on the other side, together with your child. Part 1. Embrace a fresh start. Moving beyond ingrained parenting habits. Embark on the path to conscious parenting with a pivotal first step. Untangling yourself from the web of unproductive parenting patterns that might be holding both you and your child back. Think of this journey as focusing on you, the parent, rather than attempting to mold your child into a predetermined ideal. If the process was solely about the child, it would bear a different name entirely. This shift in perspective is liberating, eliminating the burden to craft the perfect child, an impossible amalgamation of talents, temperaments, and achievements, accompanied by an unblemishably joyous upbringing. Here lies a challenging yet vital truth for many to confront. Our love for our children, though immense, often comes intertwined with a desire for control. When our children deviate from our envisioned path, perhaps academically or socially, our instinctual response can veer into controlling behaviors, punishment, withdrawal, or an overwhelming urge to micromanage. Recognizing this control impulse is the very key that unlocks the door to more mindful parenting. Instead of marching down this well-trodden path, we are invited to replace control with curiosity and compassion, to truly meet our children where they are, rather than where we wish them to be. When faced with a child's failure or unhappiness, resist the urge to impose a falsely positive spin. Allow them to navigate their own emotional landscape, sadness, anger, frustration, without any filters. This acceptance also extends to their failures, viewing them not as setbacks to be immediately corrected, but as integral parts of their personal growth and journey. It's a shift from fixating on outcomes, like happiness or success, to valuing the present moment and the process of shared experiences, no matter their nature. A critical aspect of this journey is shedding the labels we often unconsciously assign to our children, influenced by societal norms or peer comparisons. Labels like good, bad, lazy, or driven do more to serve our self-image as parents than reflect the true essence of our children. A conscious parent seeks to understand and support their child's authentic self, encouraging behaviors and choices that resonate genuinely with them, rather than adhering to externally imposed definitions of worthiness. Consider the example of a child who wishes to quit piano lessons despite showing talent. Instead of pushing them to persist in the name of discipline or achievement, a conscious parent offers support in exploring their true feelings and desires, thus empowering them to make decisions aligned with their inner voice. It's a transition from enforcing labels like hardworking or disciplined towards nurturing their ability to tune into their own intuition and emotions to discern their path. This first step on the conscious parenting pathway is about breaking free from the cycle of control and expectation, embracing each moment and experience with an open heart, and laying the foundation for a parenting approach focused on genuine connection, understanding, and support. Part 2. Navigate Your Ego, Unlocking a Path to Authentic Connection. The foundation of every child's development lies in one quintessential need, the desire to be seen and accepted for their genuine selves by those they hold dear. Yet, this fundamental requirement often remains unfulfilled by parents, not out of malice, but as a result of a generational legacy of missed connections. This cycle of unmet emotional needs stretches back, creating a pattern where each generation learns to mask their authentic selves to meet parental expectations, leading to a fractured sense of identity. This division gives rise to the ego, the facade we project to the world, crafted as a shield to protect our inner child, the keeper of our true emotions and desires. Ironically, this protective mechanism, the ego, more often than not, ends up being a source of friction, especially in the delicate dynamics of the parent-child relationship. Manifestations of the ego, such as heightened emotions or withdrawal in response to triggered fears, can significantly strain this relationship. To move beyond the grip of the ego, it's crucial to understand its nuances. Generally, ego responses can be categorized into four types: the fighter, who uses anger to mask fear; the fixer, who rushes to solve problems to avoid discomfort; the feigner, who masks insecurities with a facade of success; and the freezer, who distances themselves to avoid emotional hurt. Identifying which of these ego types resonates with you is the first step toward creating a more authentic connection with your child. Upon recognizing your ego type, the next step involves introspection, pondering why you find solace behind this ego mask. What experiences in your childhood led you to adopt this facade? This process of reflection is not about assigning blame, but understanding the root causes of your reactions. As you delve deeper, become aware of the triggers that ignite your egoic responses. These triggers are often linked to unresolved issues from your own childhood. For instance, if a lack of attention from your parents left a wound, Situations where your child does not listen might provoke a disproportionate ego-driven reaction. It's essential to acknowledge that your child is not responsible for these deep-seated wounds and should not be subjected to the fallout of your ego's defense mechanisms. The journey towards healing and authentic connection involves embracing a third persona, the inner parent. This nurturing presence seeks to validate and care for the inner child, allowing for the release of the ego shield that has been mistakenly thought necessary for protection. Engaging with your inner parent opens up a space for genuine healing, breaking the cycle of ego-driven reactions and paving the way for a relationship with your child grounded in true emotional connection and understanding. This transformation not only benefits the parent-child relationship, but also contributes to the holistic well-being of both parties, fostering an environment where authentic selves are celebrated and nurtured. Part 3. Embrace acceptance for a transformative connection with your child. Diving deeper into your journey of conscious parenting, after mending the relationship with your own inner child, comes the pivotal and perhaps most challenging step, wholeheartedly accepting your child for who they truly are. This stage of unconditional acceptance might seem straightforward, yet it's a rarity in most personal relationships, not to mention between parents and their children. The quest to accept your child unconditionally is a monumental shift from traditional parenting dynamics that often focus on shaping the child into an ideal or expected mold. Upon achieving a deeper understanding and healing of your own past wounds, as explored in the second step, you're better poised to genuinely connect with and accept your child's true nature. Every child is distinct, with their unique quirks and characteristics, yet they broadly embody one of six primary temperaments. These range from the anxious explorer, craving stability and understanding, through the hyperactive explorer who defies norms and seeks freedom, to the dreamer recluse who finds solace in their inner world. Each of these temperaments, including the overdoer, the rebel nonconformist, and the easy breezy child, demands a specific approach from parents, requiring understanding, respect, and space to flourish in their authentic selves. Understanding that parenting is more about being rather than doing is crucial. Rather than attempting to mold or alter your child, embrace their inherent nature. Whether they're navigating the world as an anxious explorer or boldly challenging conventions as a rebel nonconformist, this acceptance paves the way for a deeper, more authentic connection, enabling you to truly be with your child in their world. Connecting on your child's terms, especially through play, helps bridge the communication gap between adult and child worlds. Playing together without any agendas or lessons validates your child's feelings, imagination, and perspective, signaling that you value and take their world as seriously as they do. However, embracing your child's authentic self doesn't mean abandoning guidance. It's about replacing ego-driven, traditional disciplinary practices with approaches rooted in respect, understanding, and mutual well-being. Techniques like negotiation, boundary setting, and allowing natural consequences to unfold play pivotal roles in this process. These methods embody a thoughtful balance between providing guidance and allowing your child the freedom to learn from their actions, without the imposition of arbitrary consequences or punishments. Negotiating with empathy, setting boundaries that promote communal well-being, and stepping aside to let natural consequences teach valuable life lessons are all part of affirming your child's autonomy and facilitating their growth. This delicate balance of guidance and acceptance fosters a nurturing environment where your child feels seen, valued, and supported in their endeavors and mistakes alike. In embracing your child as they are and connecting with them on their terms, you cultivate a nurturing environment ripe for growth, creativity, and deep, unwavering connection. This is the crux of conscious parenting, forging a relationship grounded in mutual respect, understanding, and unconditional love. As you walk this path, celebrate the rich, fulfilling journey ahead, where the bond with your child flourishes in its most authentic, joyous form. Final summary. Embarking on the journey to a healthier, more fulfilling relationship with your child involves navigating through a transformative process. To begin, recognize and step away from the entrenched patterns of control and expectation that have historically dictated parental behaviors. This initial step is crucial for setting the stage for genuine change, asking parents to reevaluate and adjust their approach to engagement, moving from control to compassion. The next step dives into the realm of self-reflection and healing, addressing the deep-seated wounds carried forward from our own childhoods. By confronting and healing these personal traumas, parents can detach from the instinctual, egoic responses that often arise in the heat of challenging moments with their children. This phase is about understanding and dismantling the defensive mechanisms that distance us from true emotional connection with our kids. Finally, the culmination of this journey is the wholehearted acceptance of your child as a unique, autonomous individual. It's about seeing them, truly seeing them, for who they are, not who we might want or expect them to be. Connecting with your child on their terms, through their modes of communication and understanding, signifies a profound respect for their personhood. This includes embracing their way of exploring the world, be it through play, negotiation, boundaries, or natural consequences, and supports a shared growth that is both authentic and deeply connected. Together, these three steps forge a path towards a relationship defined not by control and conflict, but by understanding, respect, and an enduring bond that celebrates both the parent and child's true selves. This process is not just about rectifying a strained parent-child relationship, it's about nurturing a connection where both parties thrive in an environment of mutual love and understanding. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.